There is rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel.
We'll put out all points full of them. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order. A new world order.
A new world order.
I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Jones. Radio program.
And now for something completely different.
That's what the white man calls it.
Lewis. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Show coming to you live when we can, Monday through Friday. From the west coast of California, right here in central California, outside the gates of Sequoia National Park, a little burg we like to call Kawea, K-A-W-E-A-H. We're an unincorporated, recognized postal position, even though they took away our post office and our zip code and all that, but we have to share with our neighbor now. It's always good to share, right? Right here in central California, we're in the foothills at about 1,000 feet. Nearest city would be Visalia. Visalia, California. You find Visalia, California on the map. You follow the 198 freeway about 35, 40 miles up the hill. You're going to see Three Rivers. Look a little to the northwest, and you'll see Kauai, and that's where we are. You'll go, why do you give out your location? Why do you tell them where you're at? We're bold. We're out there. We bring you, whenever we can, the Christian militant worldview. And don't let people tell you that's not a bad thing. Historically, Christians were called to be militant. So those of you that live in Calvary Chapel worlds and you're scared to death to stand up to tyrants, go on. Just keep moving. I hope your slavery is fun and happy. We want nothing to do with you mainstream Christians other than maybe to be an example to you, and you come out of that world and you jump up. We do 2 hours a day from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific time, and it's carried over all kinds of places. We've got calls from little FM power radio stations that are sending us out. We've got Channel 2 in the Finger Lakes region of New York. Scotty 38 sending us out on CB Channel 2. And, of course, our second hour is picked up and transmitted over all of the Liberty... Well, I just knocked the microphone stand there. Liberty Tree radio outlets across the world, so across America. We thank you for that. We've heard that we're being picked up by The Watchman and rebroadcast not live, but that's okay. We've got all kinds of different time frames that people put us in. That's fine. We used to be a call-in show. But you know what? People stopped calling in, so I haven't bothered to connect the phone. We're just been real busy. The phone's like 200 feet away in another room, and I got to run some wire and do all that stuff for our new location. But if you want to contact me, you can do so through Facebook. Just go to Facebook. Look for Dutch Jones. But the quickest, fastest, besterest way is to get on to UBroadcast. Go to UBroadcast, type in Dutch Jones. If you look at live and you look at most viewed on live, we'll be right there in the top five or six. So that would be good. And but we are, as Batfag in the room says, we are getting around quite a bit now. We're also on Patriot Broadcasting Network, and I don't know when he runs it. Sir David over there. Where else have we been? I'm trying to think. There's a couple other places. We got people listening on shortwave. We don't know who's retransmitting us on shortwave, but you have my complete permission to do so, as long as you do not edit it out so I sound like the Antichrist. You have to take everything in context and in its whole. You can do 1 hour block or you can do 2 hours, but don't edit it down and compress it to make it say something different. If we find out you're doing that, we'll send Stacy after you with a wiffle bat. We don't have a studio audience today, but they're still hanging out. They're still. I think they're going to go out on the range and shoot.
Well, I don't count.
Yes, you count, Debbie. We have Debbie's part of the staff. I don't consider her part of the studio audience anymore. She's a contributor. But our guests that are here wanted to get there. One last night, the sun's setting. It's about 5:06 p.m. They go, can we shoot? And I go shoot. We've just had a busy day. We've had some strange people show up. We've had flat tires. We've had we've had all kinds of stuff. We had a busy meeting this morning that I'm going to talk to a little bit about. Talk to you a little bit about on how you can take your militia, your church, and have it be have an impact in your area. Let's see. Oh, Batbeg saying the Southern Poverty Law Center is going to take you up a notch. Maybe they will. We were talking about that during the conference, Batfag. We had three people, I think, that were on the most dangerous people in America list. We had Chuck Baldwin, who's number one. We had Pastor Weaver. I think Steve Klein's up there. Lou's going to look it up. But we had at least two. Let's say two. And I was a little offended that I wasn't on there, but I'm working on it. You know, the Southern Perversion Law Center, maybe they'll add me to their list next year. I know the Corn Keys were on there. I keep jamming my knee in the desk. I know the Corn Keys were on there time and again in the past, and they kind of rotated around. But right now, Chuck Baldwin's number one, and we were proud to have him here speaking here, and that's good. Well, what we did today is some members of our church, two ladies, Debbie and her mother, they've been doing a food pantry outreach where they get food from different places, you know, charity groups, and yes, even the federal government. Remember what I tell you here, the enemy is our quartermaster. That applies in battle as well as it does here in the buildup. If we can take things from the federal government and use them and use a cloak of secrecy around us, you know, it's okay to use the biblical doctrine of deception to get these supplies and redistribute them out. And I'm telling you guys, I had this great opportunity for outreach. I was talking to some, I don't know what his rank was or what, but he seemed to be somebody in charge because I kept deferring to him for information. And I said, what if, you know, volunteers? You're always saying you need volunteers here at the warehouse. What if a bunch of guys from my church came down on a Saturday and we helped load food up to go out to these different food distribution sites? Oh, we'd love to have that. We'd love to have that. So I got on the phone, called our pastor, commander of our militia, and as Batfag saying it, they need help loading up the government cheese. And he said, that would be great. I said, let's get some T-shirts that say Kauai Militia, and we'll bring men and women down on a Saturday. We'll prearrange it with them. And what they do is for every two pallets you load, you get to take a pallet load of food with you. You're talking, you know, this is just in our community. It's called Food Link. What a great way for us to show the militia in a good light, to get more supplies to give to the people, the needy people in our community, which we're already doing now. But for every two pallets of food that we load, we get a pallet of food that we can bring back to our church pantry to hand out to people. Yeah, you can get all argumentative. Oh, you shouldn't be doing nothing.
Steve Klein's not on there.
John Weaver is not on.
John Weaver got bumped from the list? All right.
Well, I mean, this is...
How old is that one?
April 21st, 2000.
Yeah, so the new list doesn't have John Weaver on it. So we just had one guy, Chuck Baldwin. But we had number one. Thank you, Lou. I didn't have your mic up, Lou. Sorry. Say la, 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 la.
La, 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 la.
La, 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 la. Okay, thank you, Lou. So what a great way to do it. And how can they fault you? Oh, that stupid militia. Are you hear what they're doing next week? What? They're going to help hand out food to the homeless. Oh, those stinking militia guys. I knew they were up to no good. They all showed up, like 12 of them with T-shirts said Kauai Militia, Church of Kauai Militia. And you know what they did? Yeah, they helped load food into trucks to be distributed throughout the county to our poor. Oh, yeah, those bad guys. You know, I'm not saying we have to win public opinion, but that's a great recruiting tool, wouldn't it be? We had a guy, we found out last night, he lives, what was that house, about 25, 30 miles away from us. He's 60 years old, never heard of us, never been involved with us, but somebody handed him a flyer and he came to our church conference. I remember he came in Friday. This guy is a retired teacher with the prison system. Delightful guy, came in with his fifth wheel and his wife and his hunting dog. And the first thing he saw is there were deer walking around on the property. There were turkey. There were quail everywhere. His dog was going nuts, loving it, you know, all those scents coming in. And he said, oh, yeah, I'm from Gateway Baptist Church down in the valley. We heard about your conference. We've never been here. Didn't even know you were here. This is great. It's beautiful. Well, he went to the conference, in and out, interacted with people. Well, he sent a letter to our pastor. And he... Oh, yeah, you got to turn that off, Lou. And the pastor read it last night at Bible study. Those of you that were listening last night knew we ran out of here. Whoa, you kicked the microphone, Luke. We keep kicking these microphones. We've got to figure out a way to dampen the sound, put them on mats or something. And he wrote this letter saying he had never met a group of Christians that told it like it was, that got it right, that were active, that were as friendly, as welcoming. He said even his dog wrote us a thank you letter and said he wanted to come back up and chase the wild animals around, you know, and have fun. And this guy, we drove by his house. He's got a Gadsden flag flying, a big sign on the front of his house that says, turn on the water. For those of you that have been following the show, you know the feds turned off a lot of farming water. And he has his own fire engine because he couldn't get insurance anymore for a reasonable price where he lives for fire insurance. So he just bought his own fire engine. And he was probably 60 years old. And he said, my father's 80. I told him what you guys were doing. I guess he played some CDs for him or something. And my father and I would like to join your militia. And this guy has been a stone's throw away his whole life and didn't know we were here. Prime example of you can never do enough to safely, smartly put the word out there. Put the word out there and see, you know, people, you're going to find people. And we'll see. To see if this bears fruit if the guy's here next Sunday at church with his wife, just like he said he would. He said, I can't even go into the letter was just so warm and rich and just like, it was sounding like he had just been saved for the second time from sin. But he'd been a Christian his whole life. His wife plays organ or piano in their church, big mega church. Well, when we say mega church here, it's 500 people. Not like LA when it's 2,200 people, 3,000 people, but a mega church for the valley. Doing these things like helping out in these shelters and learning how to operate a shelter, do a soup line or whatever you want to call it, makes a difference. Just our sheer conference. But we've been doing it for 15 years. The church has been here for 40-some years, 45, 46 years. This guy was right down the street. I drove by his house every time we'd go to get supplies. We go, hey, see that guy with the Gadsden flag? What would we say? We need to bring him a flyer. For 3 years, we've been saying, let's bring that guy a flyer, and we always neglect to do it because it's the end of the day. We're tired. He lives off the frontage road. It's a pain to turn around. And finally, a guy who's been going to church here 6 months, who knew him at his other church, handed him a flyer. We neglect all these opportunities to reach people. You know, God knew the timing. God will make a way, like Debbie said. But think about it. What if I'd have 4 years ago gone and knocked on his door and said, hey, brother, I see you're flying a Gadsden flag. We need to be bold in these things. People all the time, I got some great people on Facebook that are like, Dutch, you're being too bold. You're putting pictures of yourself up with a gun. Well, actually, I think almost all of the guns, pictures of me holding are either airsoft or legal. I don't think I have any illegal guns, so I could. But it doesn't matter, or we don't have them anymore, Lewis said. It doesn't matter. The enemy's going to make stuff up anyway. Why not be bold? And not everybody can be bold. I need people like Batfag out there who lives behind enemy lines to be discerning. I don't need him, you know, screaming and doing stuff. We don't want to lose him. He lives in a state that's almost as bad as occupied Germany during the Nazi regime. Right? We can't. You know, always be bold. I can be bold. I'm willing to take the risk. There has to be some above-line people. There has to be some guerrilla people. Yesterday we talked about, in detail, yesterday's show was great. We talked about the role of women in the militia and women in the resistance, women in the holy cause of liberty. And there's a place for everybody. Some of us have to be above line. Some of us have to be out there. Right now, even though I live in the People's Republic of Communist California, God has blessed us. I am on a piece of property where they're blinded. Sure, they're listening to this show, no doubt. Sure, they're watching us. Sure, they're waiting for a chance to pull us over. It happens all the time to our brothers and sisters, intermittently. Not like every day, but once or twice a year, they try and squeeze one of our people to see if they'll squeal. But the news is, there's nothing to squeal about. We're staying both lawful and legal. And if you know the difference in those two terms, you'll understand. We're lawful and legal because we don't want to give them a reason to do it. But that doesn't mean we hide up here and put our candle under a basket either. So today was a good experience. I'm glad I was asked to go by the ladies that run the food pantry. I'm kind of excited about it. I see some possible future stuff in this. Wouldn't it be great when the people come in to get their food baskets if there's militia guys there handing it out? Mm-hmm. Helping them. Hey, ma'am, can I carry this to your car for the elderly folks? You know, so they don't have to fight to get the big boxes of food, the frozen turkeys, all that kind of stuff. What kind of outreach, what kind of message would that send? Because that's the way it used to be. The young men in the community did those things. They were good, upstanding Christian men, and they helped the people away, you know, in a way that reflected their upbringing and their learning and their love of Jesus Christ. Batfag saying, I got to throw my garbage in approved places now instead of the highway ramps. Yeah, Batfag, you got, there's all kinds of stuff they can come after you for. There's all kinds of things they can come after me for. Eventually, there are things going on here in California that may ignite the match sooner. We've been talking about it a little bit online, but behind the lines, this new ammunition law that goes into effect after the first of the year. Even mainstream people are telling me this is it. When they tell me I have to do a background check, give a thumbprint, and limit me to 50 rounds per purchase, that's it. I'm done. I'm going to go out of state and buy ammo. Then we all become criminals. That's what they want. This may ignite it here in California. I hope so. Everybody, Stacy's back there. Oh, Arnold Schwarzenegger, what did he do? They say, we won't come after your guns, but what happens when you can't feed your guns? You don't feed the guns. If you want to talk, come over here close to the microphone. Otherwise, just blah, blah, blah in the background. It's distracting. Come on over. Sit over here. Why are you sitting way over there? You usually sit right here, and all of a sudden now you're over there.
Well, there was somebody over here.
No, you can come and put your computer right here. But this ammo thing that's coming down, people are getting angry about it here. Not just we militant, radicals, as they like to call us.
Yeah,
but everyday folks in the Walmarts and stuff are saying, I go, did you hear about that? Oh, yeah, I can't believe that. Everybody's going to Nevada in November to load up on ammo.
Yeah, where were they? Protesting that.
Yeah, it's like if you go to the bottom of our webpage, DutchJones.info, it'll see the two guys that had to dig their own grave, and there's the UN guy with a gun to their head.
Another one above it.
It's another one above it. Yeah, they're right. There's another one. It says, hey, I think it's about time we start fighting for our Second Amendment rights, don't you? Well, some of you people, it's too late. Our friends in Massachusetts, our friends in New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, we're not even going to be allowed to get reloading equipment out here without getting a permit that we considered manufacturing. No more mail order. You listen to me, people. We got a lot of listeners in California. Where were you? Were you snoozing?
Yeah.
We've already,
I'm just angry about it.
Stacy's just really mad about this.
If some street gang member come into my door, kick it in or whatever, and I don't have any ammo for my gun,
because
they're
going to
kill me.
Right. Well, and also if they find out that, hey, this person purchased 100 rounds of ammo this month, they went to two locations, we've got her thumbprint, we've got her driver's license number, she didn't obey the limit, we're going to come take her ammo.
Yeah, that and... they'll come after me for something I didn't even do. I wasn't even at that place where someone used 22 ammo.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
They're going to worry about us owning, 1,000 rounds of 22 ammo, but the bulldog gang member who steals the ammo as much as they want, they're just going to let them walk and run around.
And I'll be in jail.
Meanwhile, police are going to be tracking you and me down because we purchased 100 rounds of pistol ammo instead of 50. And what you don't understand, you're probably going, well, if you just buy 50 at a time, what if you want to train? When's the last time you did some real training? Anybody does real training, you shoot more than 50 rounds of ammunition. We'll shoot 600 rounds of ammunition in a four-day course for pistol. So they're doing that so that you can't have enough on hand to put up a proper resistance when the day comes, when they're going to put that boot on your neck. They want you to only say, okay, they can't train. We're going to get them that way because they're going to hold on to their ammo. What they don't know is two key things. We already have a lot more ammo than they think that we have because they're idiots. And two, we use airsoft to train. And I know that's not as good as using live fire ammunition training. But this isn't going to stop us. This is only going to make us get more creative. The more they squeeze, it's just like grains of sand in your hand. We're going to squeeze through the palms of their hand. They're going to create a whole... And sure, it'll be illegal, but it won't be unlawful. God allows us to protect ourselves, so there's going to be a whole underground market for ammo. What it's going to do is raise the price.
Right.
And people are going to take chances. Just like when they did prohibition of alcohol.
Oh.
Basically, we've got a stunted prohibition of ammo in California. And the biggest seller of ammunition in California was Walmart. But they're saying they're not going to sell ammo because they don't want to do all the rules and regulations.
Bad fact saying... Airsoft will sting him, but it won't hurt him.
No, I'm talking about training, Stacy. Yeah. She gets so carried away in the argument. No, not as a defense weapon. I'm saying we can use airsoft as training, Stacy, so we can save our real ammo for the jackbooted thugs. Okay, calm down. Engage mind before engaging mouth. I love you. I love you. Okay, Gracie. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.
Lou doesn't understand that. Yeah, Batbag saying it makes us sharpen our claws for the New World Order. There's going to be a lot more baseball bats with spikes in them by the door. Because we're going to have to hide our ammo.
Scissors them.
Yes.
What about a 2x4 with a nail in it?
2x4 with a nail in it. All that stuff is going to start coming into the house. What did they do? What happened to Israel when they killed all the blacksmiths and told them they couldn't make spears and swords? People found ways to do it. We're seeing nothing is new under the sun. We're seeing the same oppressions that happened throughout history, throughout the Bible. They're not going to allow us to have ammo to feed our weapons, but we're gonna do it. We're gonna do it. Do you honestly think that we don't have the means of production, you people, you idiots up there in Sacramento? We can pump out as many rounds as we need. And guess what? Everybody that you send to us loaded down with 220 rounds of ammunition, you're supplying us. Because I guarantee you, when those jackbooted thugs, whether they be UN, whether they be ATF, whether they be FBI, when this civil war starts,
gang members,
we're going to be taking them from the gang members because we're trained, we're ready, we're veterans. We are the militia. We're not a bunch of drug-crazed gang members with 38s and there's 12 SWAT team guys swarming into a room and unloading a magazine into one lone gunman. You're not going to do that to us. We're not going to allow it to happen. Sure, there'll be casualties, there'll be losses, there'll be battles. You're going to have some huge surprises when you come after us. Just like that Gadsden flag, do not tread on me. You know, whether it's state, local, federal, I don't care who you are. You represent Satan, the New World Order, and you come for my ammo, you come for my guns, you're getting bit, and I'm just one guy. Do you honestly think I'm alone? And we don't want this. We want to be left alone. We want you to follow the Constitution. We want you to follow the Bible. We want you to run this country the way it was intended. We're not the ones starting this war. We are not the ones in rebellion. That's nothing. Oh, they're rebel militia forces. We are not in rebellion. We have not strayed from God. We have not strayed from the founding principles. It is the forces of evil in Washington, Chicago, the power elite, the Jews, the Catholics, whoever. I don't care who the bad guy is. They're all targets of opportunity for me when this war starts. And the reverse side of that coin is the good Catholics, the good Jews, the oath keepers that have infiltrated. Welcome to our side. You don't have any idea how prepared we are for this. Just like Lexington and Concord, if they want a war, let it be here. Let them take the first shot. And it's going to be rough. It's going to be a nasty, ugly war, and I don't want to have to go through it. But I can tell you, this next November isn't going to fix it. What it's going to be is a Band-Aid that's going to make all you wishy-washy, so-called, I hate the word conservative, I hate right-wing, I hate all that stuff. We play the music that has those terms in it, but personally, I am sick of those terms because they are sellouts. The Tea Party people are sellouts. You know, and if you think Glenn Beck's going to save this country, get away from me. I don't want to hear it. When this thing starts, they're going to start it. They're going to lie and say we did, just like the British lied. Just like they lied at Waco, just like they lied at Ruby Ridge, just like they lied at the OKC building when it blew up. Lies, lies, lies. That is the primary tool that they have in warfare. Truth is the first victim in warfare. Right? They keep doing this stuff to us, and people just keep saying, oh, it's okay, at least it's not Uganda. Oh, we still live in a good country, even though we can't, you know, we can't move, build, or send our children. The fact that we've lost our rights, we're never going to get them back under this current form of government. Because this current form of government is not the government of this nation. It is not a representative republic. It is not a confederation of states as it was intended. It is a mobocracy. We are in a democracy now. People say, we're not a democracy. Yes, we are. I don't like it. We're supposed to be a republic, but this is a democracy. When you've got states like Montana, Oklahoma, the Dakotas, Idaho, and the other 10 or so states that are going, and even Vermont, their liberal rebellion up there, that's great, saying, you do this, you push Obama down our throats, we will not be part of it. If you make a law taking the guns out of the hands of the people, which they've already done, so I'm like saying, okay, well, it's past that point. We're done. The contract is broken. The Constitution is a contract between the people and the states. The states created the federal government, not the other way around, and it's like Frankenstein's monster, and it needs to be put down. The villagers need to storm the castle, torches in hand, pitchforks in hand, and kill the monster. Period. And we need to rebuild again. Is that seditious talk? I would argue that it is the federal government that is creating sedition. Not me. I've been labeled a seditionist. What you're hearing is the straw man, but the real me has been labeled a seditionist. I'm not allowed on airplanes. I'm not allowed federal jobs. All that. I've lost my right to vote, which I could care less anymore. I've been made an outlaw, set outside the law, not by my actions, but by the decree of the beast. They are the ones that are unlawful. They are the ones in rebellion. Rebellion is like witchcraft, true rebellion. You know, people say, I'm a rebel, I use the term and everything, but true rebellion is witchcraft, and our government is committing witchcraft. And the Bible says, do not suffer a witch to live. So what do you think we should do with this federal government? I know I'm going to get a bunch of your letters. Oh, Dutchie, don't say that. Don't do that. I'm getting emails. I'm getting contacts right now. What are you doing? People are sending me YouTube things. Darren, I can't watch any YouTube while we're on the air, but thank you. I'll take a look at it later. Yeah, I'm angry. I'm also motivated. I have not just a hope, a faith, a belief that we're going to win. Now, I might get ground up, spit out, stomped on. I may even be killed. But I know it's the right thing to do. That's the difference between a fanatic, a hero, just a regular guy like me that knows what the price is to pay. Fanatics and heroes, I don't think they have an understanding of what they're getting into. I don't think they know. A regular guy, the people that made this nation great, the farmers, the shoemakers, the clergy, they know what the cost is because they have something to lose. We're going to be back after this break. Dutch Jones Radio Program. I'm a little whipped up. We'll be right back.
New world orders, training armies on our ground. With soldiers dressed in black and blue. To aim the crosshairs of their guns at the end. I know a man who lives way up in Idaho, whose sole desire was only to be left alone. One day he sold a so-called friend a gun. One day the federal troops showed up and shot his wife and son. It's coming down. It's all around. The New World Order's training armies on our ground. Stormtroopers dressed in black and blue. To aim the crosshairs of their guns at me and you. Way down upon a Waco, Texas farm, I saw the lawless law there flex its long mean arm. Before the sealed search warrants could even be served, the ATF shot up the place. Some know what they deserve. It's coming down. It's in your town. The New World Order's training armies on our ground. Stormtroopers dressed in black and blue. I bet their leaders think they're fooling me and you. Foreign troops, they train upon American soil. They hide and sneak around like snakes that slither and coil. And while the people turn their heads complacently, their federal income tax goes up
To fund this tyranny, it's coming down. It's in your town. The New World Order's training armies on our ground. Stormtroopers dressed in blue and black, like the vicious dogs they are.
From the time they get up in the morning and flush the toilet, they're taxed. Then they go and get a coffee. They're taxed. They get into their car. They're taxed. They go to the gas station. They're taxed. They go for lunch. They're taxed. And this goes on all day long. Tax, 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 tax.
Austrian trader. Thank you for listening to the Dutch Jones radio program. And if you get nothing else from our show, there should be two things that you learn. One is, you need to work together with other like-minded people. And number two, you need the basic equipment to keep from becoming a refugee. So whether you're looking for a water filter, tactical gear, surplus gear, or just want to look into some new survival equipment, you need to check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. We carry surplus, and we carry new lines from MilSpec and Voodoo Tactical. And if you don't see it on our website, please send us a message and we'll find it for you. So if you're going to need the gear anyway, why not buy it from us? You'll get it for cheaper than you will from the source, and it'll help out the ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So whether you're new or been in this for a while, check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk.
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
All for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel.
Put out all points, bullet. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention.
A new world order.
Attention.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones. Jones.
Radio program.
And now for something completely different.
What, no sound effects?
So, are you Chinese or Japanese?
I'm neither. I'm not Chinese or Japanese. Why would you ask me that?
Who the hell is that?
Lou. Watch the language. We have children listening. We should pre-screen them. Don't play anything you haven't heard through your headphones.
Stop making such a big deal out of it.
I just don't like it when people swear on my radio show.
Son, you're teasing the gorilla in the monkey house.
I know. I'll leave you alone, Lou. Just calm down. You got a microphone. Why don't you just say this stuff? Why do you let the computer talk for you, Lou?
Because it's funnier.
It's funnier? I don't know. I think your voice is pretty funny. Put the knife away. Oh, it's a Sharpie. I thought he was coming over here with a knife. This is the second half hour of the Dutch Jones radio program. We're only going to do an hour today, so you folks that are here, we've been invited to the pastor's house for dinner. I'm not going to make them wait till 7 o'clock to eat because of the radio show. So if Ed pops in, Lou's going to call Ed because we have his personal cell phone number now. That's how cool I am. Ed Kornke for Liberty Tree Radio to let him know. And anybody else that's rebroadcasting, rebroadcast yesterday's show if you didn't catch it yesterday. We had a great show. We interviewed some of the ladies of the TCAC militia. TCAC stands for the Church of Cahuilla, by the way. So when I say TCAC militia, it's just easy. You know, we like acronyms and acronyms, however you say it. And can't spell it, but I like them. And it makes it easier, TCAC militia. We got TCAC on like all of our tables and everything. It just makes it easier to say rather than the church at Cahuilla. It used to be the Community Church of Cahuilla. And then when we unincorporated sometime back, when was it in the 90s you unincorporated, ladies? 91. Yeah, and so they went from the Community Church at Cahuilla to the church at Cahuilla. And so we call ourselves the TCAC Militia here. I am Dutch Jones, being helped by Lewis, our engineer, my son. My wife Stacy's to my right with her irreverent, angry white woman comment whenever it comes up. Debbie sitting behind me, studio audience. Our two guests, Princess, because we had a lot of people, the little emails that I did look at loved Princess Carlotta. Gentlemen, she's not here right now, but she's 22 years of age. People are going, what is she, like 12 or 14? She's 22. Very, very strong woman. And then Chuck, of course, he's out there teaching her to shoot some other stuff out on the shooting range. So, you're saying Chuck's a nice looking man? I didn't think you noticed.
For all the ladies out there.
Yeah, Chuck's single.
Strong.
So he's a regular listener. He comes in as Chuck Ward, or as Lou put it. What did you think his name was on the
Clock Wizard?
Clock Wizard. Lou.
Like that on the phone from a distance.
Lou was reading over my shoulder and he goes, "Who's Clock Wizard?" And I go, "It's Chuck Ward." Homeschool. I thought, you know, he's not the poster child for homeschool.
Ed said, "Find if that lazy bum only wants to do an hour, he could get off my network."
That's what Ed said.
No, he didn't.
Ed said, "I'm a lazy bum and I should get off his network." Oh man.
There was no answer.
Did you leave a message?
There was no message. It just ended.
Did you call both numbers?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we did what we could do. Go. I guess I could go onto his Facebook and tell him that we're only going to do 1 hour. Let's see. Stacy, could you go on Facebook and contact him through Facebook, please? The Liberty Tree Radio. LibertyTreeRadio.4mg.com. LibertyTreeRadio.4mg.com. And I want to remind you folks that we have a new website. It is DutchJones.info, I-N-F-O, DutchJones.info. There's still a lot of confusion. People are sending me emails. Where are you? Tell everybody, please. Tell everyone you know. Make sure your grandma gets it. Call her up right now and go, "Grandma, you need to go to DutchJones.info. Make sure you spell Jones, J-O-E-N-S. We need more grandmas listening." Mm-hmm. I used to get a lot of gifts from older people when they were listening early in the show. We've lost a few of them. People would send me socks, stuff like that, and I kind of miss those gifts. Make sure when you go to DutchJones.info, you do your part and contribute to the cause. Our pitch-in is at $12. Yeah, the internet bill's coming up, and we are in trouble because we had to buy a starter yesterday for $202.14. I told you, my family comes first. I have to feed my family, and Lou is just eating us out of house and home, and he's very particular in his diets. He only eats caviar and beluga caviar and oysters.
I don't even know what caviar is.
So the money that was going to go for the shortfall of last month went for the starter because my family deserves to have a vehicle that runs. We already give a huge chunk of our income to this ministry. If you're listening, just send $5 to $10. We have thousands of listeners. Could you imagine if all of our pod people just sent $5? We'd have enough money to do what we needed for a whole year. If just all you guys sent $5, like let's say there's 1,000 pod people, and Olima can attest that there are a lot of pod people.
That would be math that only a calculator could figure out.
Yeah, it's math that only a calculator can do. So let's see, if 1,000 people sent $5 each, Lou, what would that be?
Hold on.
No, don't use a calculator. Lou, if 1,000 people sent $5 each per month, what would that be?
Well, you see,
I could get that house on the Riviera I've always wanted. No, I wouldn't use it.
See, that would be $5,000.
You had to use a calculator? Lou had to use a calculator.
No.
Guess what we're focusing on for your next homeschool project? Because there's Bat Fag. There's about five or six other people that have been giving between $25 and $100 a month to keep us on the air for 2 years now. Last 2 years, same people keep donating. You got Minuteman sending $25 a month, and that guy is sacrificially giving. I can tell you that. Hope he's not in here. I don't want to like. Oh, good. I don't want him to think I was like giving away his financial information. What about yesterday's show? No, just tell him to replay this first hour. Just say replay today's first hour. I didn't know. PayPal takes 60 cents out of all donations that come to us?
Okay,
I didn't know that. If you want to send, you know, a lot of people hate PayPal, and I hate them too, but I don't know another alternative to do it. I've tried other ones, and they want too much information from me. But if you want to send it to, and get ready, get your crayons out. It's on the website, Post Office Box 31, Kawia, California. That's K-A-W-E-A-H. Republic of California. You should be able to spell that. And the zip code, if you like zip codes, is
932-37.
Thank you, Lewis. 93237. You can just send us cash. Wrap it in a bar mitzvah card so nobody sees it. You know, Lewis's birthday is coming up on the 30th. Send him a birthday card and throw in $5.
Right.
Not for Lewis, no. Lewis, you don't get money. Not after what you did today. And do you want me to share it with the public what you did today?
No.
Okay. I caught him playing bongos dressed as a beatnik in the closet. He's a closet beatnik.
Nuh-uh.
I love him anyway, but, you know, we took away his bongos. He's like a beatnik without bongos.
I'm not a beatnik, and I don't have bongos.
Well, you're just in denial, Lou. Post Office Box 31, Kawea, K-A-W-E-A-H, Republic of California, 93237. If you wanted to, you can put the word Commonwealth in front of Kawea because we are legally a Commonwealth. I need to push that. A lot of people are mad at me because I haven't been pushing those legal terms. I'm not a legal guy. I'm a generalist. I'm a meat and potatoes Christian. I know what I know, and I believe what I believe, and I push it forth. And, you know, we had a lot of law people who were like, you need to promote on your radio show that we are a Commonwealth, that this is a republic. Don't use your zip codes. And I'm like, okay, you know, there are little battles that I fight. I don't try to fight every battle, but if that helps you, Olimas says there's a beatnik on you broadcast. Maybe you could go listen there. We could ease you out of this beatnik lifestyle. The other day I walk in and he's in the kitchen all dressed up with the black, like, turtleneck, and Lou's got bongos, and he goes, "Speak-a-boo, Daddy-O, did I scare you?" He's like, "Speak-a-boo." What was that? What was that with Bob Denver? What was that?
Dobie Gillis.
He reminds me of Bob Denver on Dobie Gillis.
I am not Denver Bob.
Denver Bob. But but folks, we do need your help. The $200 we were going to use to pay the internet fees and all that, but I had to put a starter in the car, and that still would, you know, we bring in. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to. This is the veil's open here. We bring in about. With Stacy doing stuff, unemployment, things like that, we bring in about $900 a month for us to live on. It's not enough when we have to pay for all the other stuff. Not enough. And if I have to take away from that to pay for this ministry, it gets hard. And I'm not whining. I'm just telling you the hard facts. It's funny. I was gone for like 5 broadcast days, and everybody was like screaming and yelling, "What do you need? What do you need? What do you need?" And I said, "Well, we had the internet cut out, and you guys were listening yesterday. We don't have enough bandwidth on you broadcasts, so we have to erase a bunch of stuff because we only have 5 gigs of bandwidth. If we had more, we could pay more, and the shows would stay up. But fortunately, we have Olima, who's doing sacrificial giving to the cause, and is doing our archives for us. God bless her. It's a cause, and it's worth giving to. Not to me. It's not so Lewis can go get gold teeth in his grill. It's not so Lewis can buy a machete. He works hard for his money for the church, and they pay him, and he uses that to buy his little knifey things. So cute. Did you sleep with your Gurkha on your pillow last night?
No, but yeah? I slept near it.
He slept near it. He tried to cut his pumpkin pie last night with his Gurkha. That was awfully cute. Everybody wanted to see.
Cute.
It was cute. It was adorable.
No, it's not.
What was it then?
It was
manly.
Yeah.
Manly. Everybody's like, "What kind of knife is that?" He's like, "It's a cold steel gherkin pickle knife," or whatever it was you said. But yeah, we're fighting the battle here. We're fighting the battle. I love doing 2 hours. Sometimes you guys know I want to do more. Since I've been taking B6, B12, and taking my vitamins, I have the energy. I'm working on my health here. I got to put a little more time into other things, so I can't be focusing on this. We're getting to the point now. I'm getting a lot of requests to put this show on more FM stations. Well, it takes time and it takes polish. It takes time. Batpack's gonna donate 60 cents and see what happens. Yeah, give what you can. Give what you can. And if you can't give anything, and I know you're in that boat. I remember I've been a member of organizations where I couldn't even spend money on the dues, much less get the stamp. But I went out and promoted my butt off as a member of organizations. Check this out. Listen to this guy. Buy this T-shirt. All that kind of stuff. Did we get the links up for the No King But King Jesus T-shirts?
T-shirts.
The T-shirts for No King But King Jesus. We were going to advertise those. Okay, we got to make sure we do that. We've been real busy. I'm not going to jump on you, Lewis, because we've been...
Bumper
stickers are in. They're a little different than last year's. Of course, we changed the...
There's like a couple of verses on
we put a couple more verses on them. We changed the thing, but they're the same size. I ordered bigger ones. They came the same size. We wanted the bigger ones. I'm just going to order them again and say, send me some bigger ones. I'm not going to send them back, but we've got these bumper stickers for you. So if you make a $5 donation, you want to do a $5 or $10? Because you got a
$10.
If you make a $10 donation or something like that, whatever you can, we'll send you a bumper sticker. We'll put it in a mail. It's worth 44 cents. We'll send you like five bumper stickers or something in a 44 cent envelope to you if you make a donation. And then you plaster them on stop signs, put them on the back of police cars. I want to see them on police cars. And take pictures of where they're at and email them to us. I've had a lot of people who tell me, hey, man, I put it on this, I put it on that. Send me a picture of it if you can. I don't want you getting caught. Still waiting for pictures. Some of the places that people put our bumper stickers. One of our bumper stickers, I actually went and saw it. They put it up in a gun shop south of us, about 40 miles south of us. Somebody put it up on the wall in a gun shop. So I like that. We're going to have to go make sure they get some new Sierra Sports, Sierra Sporting Goods.
And maybe down in the valley.
Yeah, and you guys, we have a lot of listeners locally. I know. Row your boats listening. We'll get you some bumper stickers. You can put them up at the college you work at. We were supposed to call him today, and we didn't, Ro, to tell him when we were in town. We never got by your school, Ro.
Yeah.
I know you're listening. I apologize. We had all kinds of problems. We had a maniac show up at the church. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
We had a guy show up at the church that shouldn't have been here, and we had to deal with that. And so we had to rush back, and actually I got here. Pastor really took care of it. But, Ro, we apologize to you. We love you as a brother. You're freaky and you're scary, but we love you. You're part of the body. And I apologize for not calling you. I just realized it. That's Lou's job. I thought you said it to Lou. I thought you looked right at Lou and said, make sure you call me about 11:30, 12 o'clock. Maybe we'll do lunch. So we got the bumper stickers in. Stacy got like 300 of them or something.
Yeah, we got 300.
Yeah, but they were the wrong size. But no, we didn't. We haven't buried the body yet. We figure that Vulture's got to eat, bat fag. So we just let him gnaw in the field. He'll be gone by tomorrow. Between the meat bees, the vultures, and the vermin that run around, bodies don't last long up here.
Cover up all those liberal stickers.
Yeah, bat fag's saying there's a bunch of liberal stickers in the occupied territory he lives in. Put Dutch Jones stickers all over them. Big No King But King Jesus stickers. Bam! And then we got some ladies that are listeners of the show. They're pod people. I think they're doing their show right now. They do their show at the same time, but then they listen to us on podcast on another network, on TalkShoe or something like that, or Blog Talk, which is great. I don't mind promoting others. Anyway, they made some No King But King Jesus shirts, and they gave us a couple. Maybe we'll get to take a picture of Lewis wearing one, put it up on the website. He can put a sticker across his eyes so he won't be identified and have the T-shirt. And what we'll do is you can see those, and you can buy those T-shirts from them. You know, that's cool. Just promoting sisters that are doing the same thing. I don't want to use their name. I don't know. Yeah, we need to get Minutemen a bunch of new stickers. Mr. Bunny Lampkins is back. We haven't seen you in a while, brother. Welcome back. Look, Rundown's in the chat room. Bat Fag, Scotty. We got guesties. Couple Dutch Jones, Scotty's in there. The guests, I found out, a lot of the radio stations sign in as guests because they don't want to open an account. So we welcome all of our FM shortcasters, short rangers. And if you didn't catch the announcement at the break, we are only doing 1 hour today. We've been invited to the pastor's palatial estate on the other side of the river. And I think it's important that we go. When the pastor invites you to dinner, you better go. The last two times I had to turn him down because of the show. And it's just, like I said, it's all about sacrificial fellowship and sacrificial worship. So we haven't been to his house in a while, so we need to go over there. And maybe I'm getting sacked, you know. When you come to the boss's house, just come up here and we need to do a little talking. Don't you know, eat before you come because you ain't staying very long. You know, that kind of thing. He didn't say. He actually invited us over for dinner. But so we're only going to do an hour today. So listen to it twice. It's a show so nice, you got to listen to it twice. That first half hour, I was a little impassioned. And we continue to need your prayers here. So this second half hour is kind of a plea. But there's something you guys got to know. We're stepping up our training. Starting after the first of the year, you folks are invited You folks are invited to train with us. We have public training on the third weekend of every month. Third weekend of every month. We require that you come to church service at 10 a.m. on Sunday if you're just coming for the Sunday part of it. If you want to come for Saturday, you come Friday night or Saturday morning and we'll incorporate you into the training. You come to church at 10 a.m. and you can find the church on the website. You go through church service, you chow with us at the pitch-in dinner. If you're a guest, you don't have to bring anything, but the locals all bring food. We always bring onion rings and tater tots, stuff like that. We like the side dishes. Every once in a while, Lewis will whip up one of his world-famous... What is it that you're famous for cooking?
I don't cook.
Oh, can of spaghetti. And he'll heat up some spaghetti and pizza, microwave pizza he'll bring. And then we do the training after chow. And this is usually classroom training, but not always. Starting after January 1st, it's going to be, we're going to have militia training, and we're going to have disaster preparedness and confrontation training, you know, that kind of stuff. What?
November and December
training. We're going to cancel November and December training unless I make a special announcement. It's just there's too much going on. Third weekend in November is what? Thanksgiving. Third weekend in December is, you know, our Lord's birthday. So, you know, unless you're Jehovah's Witness and you don't celebrate those, you might have other things planned, which we do. So we're going to start January, third weekend in January. Thank you for reminding me of that. And the first one's going to be, that Sunday is going to be fire suppression. That Saturday is going to be cover and concealment. And we're going to go up into the hills. We're going to dig fighting positions. I'm going to teach you what the difference between cover and concealment and how to actually function in a... Well, I guess we're deciduous forest area. It's not jungle, so we'll do that. Tammy Faye? When are you talking about Tammy Faye in the chat room?
Get a bunch of makeup.
So, but that's what we're going to do. So the firefighting one is going to be more, you know, people say, well, what do I want to learn firefighting for? I'm a militia guy. What are you going to do when they bomb your compound? Don't you think if at Waco they had had some really good planning, and I'm not blaming the victims here, for firefighting, there'd be more people alive today. Granted, they wanted them all dead anyway, but you understand what I'm saying. They could have fought longer if they'd have had some integrated systems. Their people had been trained to man hose lines. They'd had some water tanks full. So you need to learn it. So we'll do two months in a row. It'll probably be firefighting because a lot of the firefighting stuff that I'm going to teach you guys is going to be involved with hazardous materials, identifying and locating and isolating these things. And think about it. Okay, I'm going to get realistic here. Here's where the rubber meets the road. If you know where there are a lot of hazardous materials that are stored in your community, one, you can avoid them. Two, you can abate the threat. Or three, you can utilize them for a counterweapon. You want to get realistic here? I'm not pulling any punches anymore, folks. I told you. Things are getting real, and I'm starting to train our people, and we're bringing in some excellent trainers. Now, the November training that we may be having, we're thinking about canceling our November weapons training. Those of you that are listening, we're going to have a discussion Sunday at church to folks listening. We're thinking rather than doing training in November, let's go somewhere and use that money wisely for something else. That's all I'm going to say. Because you guys know about the law that's coming down in California. We're going to have to do background checks for ammo and stuff. Things are getting real, folks. Things are getting real, and the time is ticking off. I'm not being a prophet here. I'm just telling you what I'm seeing. They're taking our ammo. They're stopping our people on the highways all the time now and harassing them. They're stopping our instructors on the highway when they leave our facilities saying, what are you doing up there? They're playing games, folks. But it's not for fun. They're moving their pieces. They're getting ready for a very deadly game of chess. So pay attention to our training. I don't care if you're coming from New Jersey or Oklahoma like our friends that are here today. I just heard another gunshot. Yeah. Heard that. Mosin Nagant. That's my gun. I could hear it. Boom. They're shooting Lewis's? See, make me look stupid on the air. No, I know he's shooting the Finnish one. He's shooting my Finnish Nagant because the big long one. No scope. Yeah, not my scout gun.
Yeah.
He's shooting the sniper rifle right now, the Mosin Nagant. Pick up a Mosin Nagant for $100, put a $40 scope on it, go buy 440 rounds of armored, piercing, hollow, or steel core ammunition if you live in a free state. For 440 rounds for about $140, and go to the range. Learn to shoot it accurately from a bench and from prone, and then take it into the woods. Learn field craft. learn to make a ghillie suit. We're going to start selling ghillie suit kits. I'm going to start doing that. I'm not going to make any money with it, but I don't know, it may not fit your terrain or your mission where you're at in your area of operation, but where we are, we need everybody to be a sniper. 2-3-man teams, go out, harass, harangue, deny access to certain areas, and that's the only way we're going to do it because we're small. When we get 200 refugees here and we start training them, things will change. Things will change. Now, in California, we can't have armor-piercing rounds, but right now, I think until January 1st, we can have steel core rounds. So that's what I use. I use steel core rounds. They have the same effect. Go shoot a quarter-inch piece of steel with an armor-piercing round and a steel core round out of a Mosin Nagant, you get the same effect. Imagine what that's going to do to all their fancy little plastic vests and stuff that they're wearing. Imagine what it's going to do to their little Ford pickups converted to be a ramming vehicle to come in and kill your children. It's going to wreak havoc. It's going to stop their motor. You may not be able to get to the bad guys, but at least you're going to change their attitude about how fast and how mobile they can be. We also learned that when they take the armored car up here for training, it overheats on the way up the hill. That's something that was leaked out. Yeah, we know that now, guys. You want to play games with us? We got intel, too. And I leaked that on purpose because that's obvious. People driving by seeing that thing overheating. They have to bring their armored car up into the hills on a flatbed. On a flatbed. Yeah, they're prepared. Stop having fear, folks. Do not live in a world of fear because our enemy is not invincible. They do not outnumber us. We severely outnumber them. We're better equipped. I think we're better trained. I've trained with SWAT guys. I've been the, role players of SWAT guys. Most of them are punks. You know this show does not like SWAT guys. Oh, man. I could go for another hour, but I got an engagement. This is Dutch Jones. Let Ed know. Is he in the room? Is he in the room? Let Ed know to just repeat the first hour, please. I'll get back to you. I'll tell you if I had the results of my meeting with the pastor. We're going to be back tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday night, right? Pray for me. I got to go to the VA. I got all kinds of weirdness going on. I'm losing my sight. My legs have gone numb, and I don't know why. So I need your prayers. Pray specifically for healing for Dutch Jones, please. I pray for you guys. God knows who you are. Doesn't mean if I don't know your names. So Post Office Box 31, look it up. DutchJones.info. DutchJones.info. Tell a friend. Donate $5 before you get off the computer today. $5, $10. We'll send you some bumper stickers. Spread the word. God bless you and all you do in the holy cause of liberty. And for Lou, Stace, Debbie, our friends on the shooting range, thank you for listening and God bless you.